Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's talk English together.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. I wonder what we're going to talk about today. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And the title of our lesson is Turn Off Your Phone. Turn off your phone. Oh, well, I think this is going to be an interesting talk about it today. I love my cell phone, but I agree, sometimes people should not talk on their phones.
Right, like at the movie theater. It's really annoying when someone's phone rings while you're watching a movie at the theater.
That is so true. Although I understand, sometimes we just forgot to turn off our phone. I did that once and I was embarrassed when my phone rang in the middle of the theater.
Oh, I did that too once. That is embarrassing. I guess I shouldn't get mad when other people forget and leave their phones on too. Well, most people don't do it on purpose.
Well, today we aren't talking about cell phones at movie theaters. We are talking about another situation that happens quite often.
Oh, well, let's get started. Here's Christina with today's keywords.
Hello, John 和 Bill 是好朋友。有一天晚上他们好不容易约好一起吃饭。但是 Bill 却一直收到简讯。Bill kept getting messages. 名词 message 就是讯息。Bill 说因为交了新的女朋友所以彼此传讯息传得很勤。Now they text a lot. 句中的 text可以当动词用，表示给某人传讯息。John 可以理解，而且也为 Bill 感到开心。但是讯息一直进来，他们的谈话也一直被打断。They are interrupted during their talk. 介系词 during 就是在什么期间的意思。John 渐渐觉得不堪其扰。He didn't appreciate that. 动词 appreciate 是感谢、欣赏、体会的意思。当我们说Not appreciate 的时候，通常就是表达不以为然，难以接受。其实 John 心里有事想跟 Bill 聊一聊， Bill 说他很乐于聆听，而且说 Nothing would make me happier。 这里的 nothing 表达没有任何事。虽然他这么说，但是他一直看简讯，根本没有办法专心说话。如果你是 Bill， 你会怎么办呢？
John and Bill were good friends, but they didn't see each other very often. One night, they were having dinner. They chatted about the things they were doing. They both used their phones. John took a picture of his food. He showed Bill a video, too.But Bill was always looking at his phone, and he kept getting messages.
We begin today's story with two good friends, John and Bill. Even though they are good friends, they don't get to see each other very often.
That's too bad, but...I do understand. I wish I could see my good friends more often, but sometimes we are so busy we aren't able to spend much time with each other.
Right. Well, it sounds like that is true for Bill and John, too. But before we talk about their friendship some more, let's go to Christina. She wants to talk to us about this phrase, each other.
这两个好朋友不常见面。They didn't see each other very often. 这个句子里有两个值得学习的重点。首先就是片语 each other. Each other 就是互相彼此的意思。你可以说 we can help each other. 我们可以互相帮忙。或者 they didn't talk to each other for a while. 他们有一阵子彼此不说话了。另外一个可以注意的就是 not do something very often.表示不常做某件事，在这个在生活中也是常用的表达方式。比如说 ，We don't eat out very often， 我们不常外出用餐，或者 ，They don't eat seafood very often， 他们不常吃海鲜。
Thanks, Christina. So John and Bill don't get to see each other very often. But one night, they finally get to go out for dinner together. They can finally chat about what's going on in their lives.
That's great. What did they talk about?
Well, we don't know yet. But we do know that they both had their phones with them. John showed Bill a video on his phone, and he took a picture of his food.
And Bill was also on his phone a lot too, right?
Yes. It says he was always looking at his phone because he kept getting messages.
I wonder who was sending Bill so many messages. Is Bill frustrated that he can't just enjoy dinner with his friend? Maybe he should just turn his phone off so that he won't get bothered by it.
Well, we don't know how Bill feels about it. Maybe he likes getting lots of messages. Maybe it's from a girl he likes.
I guess. I didn't think about that. But what about his good friend John? Bill doesn't see John very often. This is a special time. Doesn't he want to talk to John?
Oh, good question. I also wonder how John is feeling about this.
Well, let's find out together.Here's part two. We can watch it now.
Sorry, John, but I met a nice girl last week,
said Bill.
We went on a date, and it was really fun. So now we text a lot.
John was happy for Bill. He could understand talking to a new girlfriend.But Bill's phone kept interrupting them during their talk. John didn't appreciate that.
Peter, I was right. Bill is texting a girl.
I guess he is. Friends, to text means to send messages to someone on their phone. Bill is getting lots of messages.From this new girl he met last week.
Well, that's exciting for Bill. No wonder he doesn't want to turn off his phone. He is excited that this new girl is texting him.
That makes sense. I'm sure John understands. But remember, these guys don't get to hang out very much. Bill seems more interested in the new girl than talking with his old friend.
Right. Of course, John could understand talking to a new girlfriend, but he also wants to talk to his friend.
I can understand that. Hey, let's go to Rebecca to practice this sentence some more. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. I'm so glad that you could join me today. Well, it's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point.If you want to say that someone understands something, you can use this grammar point. For example, he could understand moving to a new city, or he could understand wanting to go to college. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.So Bill could understand talking to a new girlfriend, but Bill's phone keeps interrupting them.
If you keep doing something, that means you do it many times. Kept is the past tense of keep. Bill's phone kept interrupting them. That means it interrupted them a lot.
Right, and it's interrupting them during their talk.If I was John, I would be a little unhappy. John made time to be with his friend, but now they can't really talk. John doesn't really appreciate that.
To appreciate means to be thankful for something. I appreciate my coworkers.
Oh, thanks, Pauline. I appreciate our friends who watch our show every day.
Oh, wait, but...In our story, John does not appreciate what is happening. This is another way of saying he is unhappy.
Yes, unhappy, a little mad, upset. For example, if my boss says, I don't appreciate you coming to work late. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, so you better be on time. Good example. All right, friends, we are learning a lot here today, but it is time for a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. So what do you think? Should Bill stop texting this girl right when they're talking?
I don't know. I understand why John isn't happy, but I also understand why Bill wants to look at messages from his new girlfriend.
Sure, I can see it both ways. Well, let's see what happens. Let's look at part 3 together. Then we'll talk some more about it.
John was having problems with his own girlfriend. He wanted to talk to Bill about that.
Bill, I want to tell you about something, but it's a long story,
John said.
I'd love to listen. Nothing would make me happier,
said Bill. Then Bill's phone beeped again.
Oh, sorry,
said Bill.
I've got to get that.
What should John do? What would you do?
Oh, John has something important he wants to tell his friend. You know, it's been a while since they've talked.
That's right. And John is having a problem with his girlfriend. When we have problems, sometimes it helps to talk to our good friends.
That's right. John just wants a friend to talk to, his best friend, Bill. It's a long story.
A long story. I see. So it will take some time to explain to Bill what is happening with his girlfriend. But that's okay. They are at dinner together. They have lots of time.
True, they should have time. But remember, Bill keeps looking at his phone. He doesn't seem to be listening to John.
Well, Bill probably doesn't know that John has something important to talk about.
Right. That's why John tells Bill, I want to tell you about something. When we say, I want to tell you something, it's usually something important.
When Bill hears that, he says, I'd love to listen.
Oh, I'm glad. And Christina is glad that you use that sentence too, Pauline. Let's go to her right now. She'll share more about this.
John 想要聊聊自己的事， Bill 热情地表示 I'd love to listen. 这个 I'd love to 可以解释成我非常乐意怎么样。一般来说只要说 I'd like to do something 就是表达做某件事的意愿了。但是把 like换成 love, 说成 I'd love to 的时候，更传达出说话者的热情和热切。句首的 I'd 是 I would 的缩写。来看看例句吧。比如 I'd love to invite you over, 我非常乐意邀请你过来。或者 I'd love to join your team, 我非常乐意加入你们那一队。
Thanks, Christina.So Bill says to John, I'd love to listen. Nothing would make me happier. What is nothing, Peter?
Well, if you have nothing in your pocket, that means it's empty. Or, see, I have nothing in my hand.
Okay, so what does Bill mean when he says, nothing would make me happier?
Oh, well, this is a very special phrase. It means that one thing would make Bill, the most happy person, to just listen to John. Nothing would make him happier.
Oh, great. Well, problem solved. See, John just needed to tell Bill that he had something important to talk about. Now Bill will listen.
Well, Bill still didn't turn off his phone, and it beeped again. He said, sorry, I've got to get that.
Oh, sorry, I've got to get that. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I've got to get that.
I've got to get that.
我必须接听这通电话。
This is a beautiful day.
Yes.
Sorry, I've got to get that.
Okay.
This is a beautiful place.
Yes. Sorry, I've got to get that.
I'm so happy we can talk.
Yes. Sorry, I've got to get that.
Just the two of us.
Yes. Sorry, I've got to get that.
Just the three of us.
Sorry.
I've got to get that.
I've got to get that.
我必须接听这通电话。
That was a fun calendar phrase, and now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. Message. Message. I just got a message on my phone.
Text. Text. Can you text me the address?
During.During. You can't use phones during the test.
Appreciate. Appreciate. I really appreciate your gift.
Nothing. Nothing. There was nothing on the DVD. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today.Keep on practicing. And now let's review our story one more time.
John and Bill were good friends, but they didn't see each other very often. One night, they were having dinner. They chatted about the things they were doing. They both used their phones.John took a picture of his food. He showed Bill a video, too. But Bill was always looking at his phone. And he kept getting messages.
Sorry, John, but I met a nice girl last week, said Bill. We went on a date, and it was really fun.So now we text a lot.
John was happy for Bill. He could understand talking to a new girlfriend. But Bill's phone kept interrupting them during their talk. John didn't appreciate that. John was having problems with his own girlfriend.He wanted to talk to Bill about that.
Bill, I want to tell you about something, but it's a long story,
John said.
I'd love to listen. Nothing would make me happier,
said Bill. Then Bill's phone beeped again.
Oh, sorry,
said Bill.
I've got to get that.
What should John do? What would you do?
Cell phones are really convenient.
Yes, you can easily talk to family and friends.
Right. I use my cell phone a lot. Oops. I've got to get that.
But James, we're talking.
Wait just a minute. Right, okay, I understand.
I'm still waiting!
I know what you mean, yeah.
I'm still waiting! James, talk to me!
Sorry, I have to go now. Bye.
Finally! Now we can talk.
Yes, we can. What can we talk about?
We can talk about...
Oops. Sorry. I gotta get that.
Ah! No!
When you have exciting news, or when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad. When you have exciting news, or when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Exciting news when your day is bad. When something's good, you want to share, or you hear something sad. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend.
There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend.
So this is our Talk About It article. Peter, I want to talk about it with you. Do you think John is wrong to be unhappy with Bill?
No, I don't think so. This time is special. They can spend time together. But if you're thinking about other things, I don't know if you're really appreciating your friend.
I agree, especially because John had something important he wanted to talk to Bill about. I think when we know our friends are having a hard time, then we should be more thoughtful and listen to them.
Yes, and if it was a medical emergency, I would understand. But it's just a new girl. Well, friends, make sure to talk about that at home. But right now, we're out of time. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.